Hi, welcome to Karen's Educational Mashups. I'm Karen, and this show is a compilation of excerpts from podcasts and other digital audio and video content of interest to educators. This is show number 2, and today we'll be highlighting history-related podcasts that you can use in your classroom. Many of the pieces highlighted here are also great resources to help you differentiate instruction. As always, please check our website, www.k12handhelds.com/mashups, for show notes. This will include information about each item we've included here and the websites where you can listen to more or subscribe to these great shows. Okay, let's get started.
Profile America for the final day of Black History Month. Robert L. Johnson is proof that vision and hard work can lead to success. After earning degrees in history and international affairs, he became vice president of government relations for the National Cable Television Association. Sure, there was a market for programming aimed at African Americans, Johnson founded Black Entertainment Television in 1980 using borrowed money. Now, BET reaches more than 65 million U.S. homes. Johnson, who sold BET, now owns 2 professional sports franchises in Charlotte, North Carolina. Across the U.S., there are 86 million households with cable television and more than 9,000 cable television systems. This special Profile America for Black History Month is a public service of the U.S. Census.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
This would have tiny power.
And if the hippies and the yippies and the disruptors of the systems
of the Falkland Islands and their dependencies remain British territory,
that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
Good evening and welcome to Today in History. I'm Matt Dottillo. Today is March 12th, 2007. Today in 1938, Austria was annexed by Nazi Germany. This union, or Anschluss, made the nation part of Greater Germany and brought Adolf Hitler one step closer to his goal of unifying all the German-speaking areas of Europe under one government. It also tested the resolve of the Allies and their commitment to upholding the agreements which ended the First World War.
So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. In every dark hour of our national life, a leadership of frankness and of vigor has met with that understanding and support of the people themselves, which is essential to victory. And I am convinced that you will again give that support to leadership in these critical days.
Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present in July on History.org. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and we are thinking about independence and what it took to achieve that independence in the 18th century. In the last 2 weeks, we've heard Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry's views on the place of religion in government, on the separation between church and state. This week, they confront each other. Bill Barker portrays Thomas Jefferson and Richard Schumann as Patrick Henry for Colonial Williamsburg.
Friends, doesn't Mr. Jefferson have a delightful way of looking at the world? Just the way he wishes it were, but it is not the way it truly is. Men are not angels. We are all of us sinners. If left to our own devices, that is when the chaos will commence. That is why we have government in the first place. Men are not angels. Mr. Jefferson, again, you suggest that your bill does not make any mention of caring for the poor and the needy, except that people will be free to contribute. But what if they do not? You and I, as they have not, by the way.
John Paul Jones' original name was a little shorter, just John Paul. He was born on July 6, 1747. to a master gardener on a Scottish estate. In short, John Paul is an American naval hero in the U.S. War of Independence, renowned for his victory over British ships of war off the east coast of England on September 23, 1779. Apprenticed at the age of 12 to John Younger, a British merchant shipper, John Paul sailed as a cabin boy on a ship to Virginia, where he visited his older brother William at Fredericksburg. When Younger's business failed in 1766, Paul found work as a chief mate of a Jamaican-owned slaver brigantine. After 2 years, he quit the slave trade and ship passage for Scotland. When both master and chief mate died of fever en route, he brought the ship safely home and was appointed a master. In 1772, he purchased a vessel in the West Indies, but the following year...
You're listening to the History Capsule Podcast, historical newscast, period music, and the sounds of history.
World News Today.
For as the year opened, mutual listeners received an elementary lesson in Japanese. It was a report from Captain Samuel Grascio of the 4th Air Force. The captain made the never-to-be-forgotten March of Death from Bataan to San Fernando. He saw United States soldiers bayoneted, spit upon, and killed ruthlessly. After a year in a Jap prison camp, Captain Grascio escaped from Mindanao. Still visibly shaken, the captain did his best to tell his story.
Then in groups of 100, we began the March of Death. Their way of giving us directions was to swat Americans with the butts of their rifles. And as we marched, passing Japs would throw up their hands.
Starring Madeline Carroll in an original radio play entitled I Was Married on Bataan on the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by the DuPont Company, maker of better things for better living through chemistry. Bataan, Corregidor. Today these names stand like banners of our defiance, for the stature of American manhood was measured on Corregidor and found tall and unafraid. But American women, too, passed through that Philippine ordeal, and it is their heroic story and a true story that Cavalcade tells tonight. Lieutenant Dorothea Daly Engel, United States Army Nurse Corps, has set down her experiences in an article written for the October American magazine under the title, I Was Married in Battle. In a radio play written by Arthur Miller and based on Lieutenant Engel's own record of events, the DuPont Company presents Madeline Carroll as Lieutenant Dorothea Engel in I Was Married on Bataan on the Cavalcade of America.
I know what a man's chances were on Bataan after the lines broke. And yet, he is alive somewhere on those islands. He did not die. I know. My name is Dorothea Daly Engel, 1st Lieutenant, United States Army Nurse Corps. I sailed for the Philippines on an army transport on June the 6th, 1941, with 20 other nurses.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. For the content featured in this episode, special thanks, in the order presented, goes to the U.S. Census Bureau for Profile America, Matt Dottillo for Matt's Today in History, Learn Out Loud for Great Speeches in History, Colonial Williamsburg and History.org for Colonial Williamsburg Past and Present, Jason Watts for History Podcast, and Clyde Kell for Mystery Play Internet Radio in the History Capsule. Please visit our website, k12handhelds.com/mashups, to get more information about all of these shows and where you can subscribe. We'd also love to hear your comments or suggestions for future shows. You can contact us at mashups@k12handhelds.com or leave a voicemail at 206-984-2258. See you next time!